business investment, arms control, nuclear proliferation. The relationship between the U.S. and Russia is complicated. To that list, commentator Paul Greenberg would like to add commitment.
After they met for the first time in Slovenia last year, George Bush declared he'd looked into the eyes of Russia's President Vladimir Putin and seen his soul. If I had a ruble for every American who's fallen in love at first sight with a Russian, I would be as rich as a czar. No doubt about it. Russians are disarming when you first meet them. Heck, I proposed to a Russian I barely knew, and during my 5 years working in Russia, I saw dozens of American consultants fall in crazy love with their Russian consultees. Bold promises were made, hasty marriages were arranged, and in most cases, including my own, divorces soon followed. Bush and Putin are now in phase one of a classic Russian-American romance. Still dizzy from last year's love connection, they've decided to dramatically cut nuclear arms and increase their cooperation to fight terrorism. But while these are positive steps, they fall far short of a real relationship. The thing is, the U.S. and Russia have issues. Russia is suppressing its independent media, the U.S. is failing to invest in the Russian economy, and neither country has arrived at a framework for entirely normal trade relations. Yet these more complex problems will be kept in the background this week while our two presidents moon around St. Petersburg's streets in the romantic white nights. Russians see right through all this flirting. They feel America's commitment to them is ni seriozny, not serious. Instead of engaging with Russia's economy, it looks as if America is taking Russia out on a cheap date. But if we treat Russia like a cheap date, Russia will behave like one. Yes, we'll get some cooperation on the war on terrorism out of the bargain, but Russia, always aware when it's being used, will quietly smolder, have affairs with characters like Iran or Iraq, and maybe even lash out at us someday. If we really want Russia to be a faithful, democratic partner, then we need to make a real commitment. Direct U.S. investment in Russian business is a mere 1/12 of what we currently put into China. We need to work on that. We need to improve our trade relationship and speed Russia's admission into the World Trade Organization. All the while, we need to use these economic bargaining chips to make Russia build its democratic institutions. In short, we need to get more intimate with the Russians, not just join with them in a moment of passion. If we don't do this soon, then it's quite possible the Bush-Putin marriage of convenience will end up as just another Russian-American divorce.
Paul Greenberg helped develop independent television in the former Soviet Union during the 1990s. He's the author of a new book, Leaving Katya.